Welcome to the Live, Laugh, and Love podcast. It is my prayer that you're living your life to the fullest, laughing through the ups and downs, and loving others as Christ loves you. This is your fabulous host, Minister Devon, bringing you the truth with lots of inspiration and a whole lot of love. Now let's get into it. A pilot always looked down into a certain type of valley whenever he would cross over it. And his co-pilot asked, "What's so interesting about that spot?" He said, "See that stream? Well, when I was a kid, I used to sit down there on a log and I fished. And every time a plane would fly over, I would look up and I would wish I was flying. Now I look down and I wish I was fishing." A mother who's nurturing and caring, she wants a child and is granted a child, but have a poor relationship with the child. A child loves his mom, becomes a teenager, rebelled against his mom, grows into a woman, and knows more than her mom. Now she can't wait to get away from her mom. Mom is now no longer alive, and daughter misses mom, wishes for one more day she could spend time with mom. It's interesting how we want what we cannot have. Question: how satisfied are you at this very moment? That is pretty well the way it is, isn't it? Sometimes, even though we do not get what we want, we still can't get any satisfaction. Everybody wants more. A child wants more toys to play and more TV time. A teenager wants more clothes, more freedom, more popularity, more video game time. Even adults want more: a nicer house, a newer car, a better job, more prestige, etc., etc. And often we do get more. We get a new car and we are content for a while. We buy a new home and it's the home of our dreams and we are content for a while. The job we always wanted comes knocking at our door. Great pay, incredible benefits, and we are content for a while. One of God's prophets wrote the following words to God's people about 2,500 years ago. "You have planted much, but have harvested little. You eat, but you do not become full. You drink, but you are still thirsty. You put on clothes, and you are not warm enough. You earn money, but then you lose it all as if you had put it into a purse full of holes. You expected much, but see, it turned out to be little." I think that for the most part, our world is filled with discontented people. Even churches are filled with discontented people. It is my guess that there are a number of people here that would say or would ask, if they were asked to, that they are not content with their life, that they are still hungry, that they are still thirsty, that they still can't get no satisfaction, though they try and they try and they try. But the Rolling Stones wrote a big hit called "I Can't Get No Satisfaction." That song continues to be popular because it speaks to a need in the culture. So many people are trying to find satisfaction in this world, but keep coming up empty. The reality is, Jesus is the only one who can truly satisfy, but he wants us to worship him for who he is and not what we can get from him. When I was able to turn to his word and start praising him for all he is and is in every way, has guided me and loved me up to that point, it didn't take long for me to release my fears about providing for my family and find hope for my future, even though I couldn't see where we were headed. But Jesus wants a relationship, not just with me, but with you. And he wants it to remain consistent through the good and the bad. He wants us to call on him to celebrate with us when things are going well and to help and comfort us when we are having a hard time. God is the great I am. He loves it when we worship him simply for who he is. We try the nouns of this world, the people, the places, and the things, and we try it ourselves and have failed miserably. why not try God? Don't think you won't be satisfied with God? Try Him. But please trust me when I tell you this. Don't try me. Until next time, live your life to the fullest, laugh through the ups and downs, and love others as Christ loves you.